Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everybody. I am happy to be here with you. This is Dr. Susan Stooks, and welcome to Save a Living. This is the home of Whole Health Living. And you know, I always try to bring you great guests that have a lot of information to share that's empowering for you, because I want you to live a fulfilled, happy life, maximizing your potential. And so whether it's food or whether it's enjoying relationships, supporting your energy, whatever, though, all those different components that go into you being the best you, I tried to bring that information to you. And I have a lot of friends, too, that I bring on that also support me. And this is a friend that I love to share with you. This is Reverend Cindy St. Martin. And she is a spiritual holistic healer, and she supports her clients in developing healthier relationships and guiding them into a more fulfilled way of being. So she works a lot with energy, fighting negative energy and garnering your positive energy, and she works a lot with spirituality. So she brings that component, that part that we can't see that really affects us and affects those around us. So welcome, Cindy.
Thank you for having me, Dr. Susan. I'm so happy to be here. Thank you so much.
Happy to have you. Yeah, so we were talking before the show, and if you're not aware, today is a very special day, March 8th. Besides, it's International Women's Day, so for all the women out there. But it's a special day for other reasons, and Cindy was sharing, and she's going to be giving you a lot of information today that you can hopefully use to catapult whatever goals you have for yourself based on all the energetic things that are going on today. So why don't you jump in, Cindy, and start sharing with us.
Okay, thank you so much. Well, tonight we're having the new moon or solar eclipse of the new moon, and we don't really see where we are right now, but other countries will experience that magnificent energy of this solar eclipse. And so, but it's a new moon, so it's it makes it even more strong. And when we have a new moon every month, when we have a new moon, it's a time to write down the things that you want to change in your life, what you want to manifest. So you get a piece of paper and you write those changes down. Everything from whether you want a new relationship, a better relationship, a new job, you know, peace in your family, whatever that you want, more money, whatever you want to manifest. You take your time and write it down during the new moon, which is a great time tonight to do this. And then things will start to manifest by the time the full moon comes. But you have to stay positive. You have to not worry about it, but stay positive and put that out there. And this is something you can do every new moon or every couple new moons, whatever. But this one especially is very powerful because, like I said, we're having a solar eclipse. So it makes it even more stronger and more powerful. So I hope, Susan, that you can make a list tonight. I'm certainly going to make one.
Oh, yes, absolutely. Yes.
Absolutely.
Yes.
So now, one of the main things that we can enhance our lives for new beginnings, it's springtime and flowers are coming up. There's new beginnings, new life. And we're excited about the warm weather that's coming. And maybe want to make changes. You know, we're sprucing up our house and planting flowers, doing everything that we like to do. But what we have to work on more than anything is recognizing the ego. And the ego, ego, stands for edging God out. So, and it's everything that's negative. It's worry, fear, doubt, lacking confidence, lacking courage, hatred, jealousy, finding fault, being unforgiving. All these negative energies and feelings is controlled by ego. And we have to recognize that it is ego and surrender it. So many people are so easy, you know, like I noticed on Facebook, people are so quick to judge others, find fault with others, and do all these things. And they don't realize that they're creating a karma or a law of attraction that they really do not want. You know, people do that. They don't realize what we think, say, and do out to the universe comes back to us. So when we have negative ego thoughts, we're creating a reality we really don't want. And these people are the people here that say that they're sick or they can't get ahead, you know, or they're having all these troubles in their lives. And it's all your troubles are controlled by ego if you see trouble. So we would have recognized. And, you know, at the time of conception when we're born, we're given all the wonderful gifts of God, which is love, compassion, understanding, patience, caring, forgiveness. All these wonderful gifts from God that we have, and we really need to open those gifts every single day and use them on ourselves. And then we can use them on ourselves. It's really caring about, loving yourself is number one. So when you love yourself, then you're careful what you feed your mind, what you feed your body, what you feed your spirit and your soul. So if you feed it ego, it causes harm. Just like when you feed your bad food, it's causing harm to you. It's making you sick. And we don't want to do that. So we want to recognize that. Surrender that. I personally surrender my ego every morning. You know, and then and it makes me feel good that I surrender that. And even though I practice this all the time, every now and then I can feel my ego creeping in because we're all human. And I just
and how do you do that? How do you surrender your ego? What do you do?
I just say in the morning, I says, God, take my ego. I don't want it. That's all I say. It's that simple. And you could say, surrender to the universe, say, universe, here's my ego, I don't want it, you know, or surrender to you know, whatever your beliefs are, but just do that. You can surrender to your angels, you can surrender it to any of the ascended masters, you know, anybody, surrender your ego. And it's, you know, our daily affirmations and our daily intentions help us to manifest. You know, when we want to say, every day that when I wake up in the morning, the first thing I do, and when I go to bed at night, I say exactly the same thing, just about. I say, thank you, God. Thank you, God. That's what I say. And then I say that I am healthy. And then I say, I am prosperous. I am wealthy. I am content. I am happy. I am joyous. I am a healer. I am at peace. And you, I say these affirmations every day. We have to be really careful what we put after I am. Because whatever we put after I am, we create. So if you say, I am sick, then yes, you are sick because you believe that and we create that. If you say, I am poor, you are absolutely right. You are poor. You know, so we have to be careful what we put after I am. Because that draws the attention to us. So when we use positive affirmations after I am, then we empower ourselves. We draw, we open the door to pull in those wonderful energies that God in the universe has. We pull them into us when we recognize
and then,
that we
and that process of letting go allows space for all the positive that you want to bring to you also, I guess.
Absolutely. You have to make the negative energies that we carry weigh us down and makes us very heavy. And when we surrender them and let them go, then we become very light. And so we float. We float up. And when we're floating up high, we are more connected to the universe and to God and to those energies. We're closer to them. And they can touch us. But when things are weighing us down, and, you know, and that comes with people being unforgiving, you know, people holding hatred, finding fault. Either they're to other people, they're being this way, or to themselves. You know, and this creates havoc in our lives. You know,
absolutely.
It's funny when I hear people, and not everyone is open-minded to believe this because we're all conditioned. You know, oh, my mother was like this, so I'm like this. You know, my father like this, so I'm like this. All my sisters and brothers are like this. It runs in the family, so I'm like this. And so they're to think that bad things happen to them. It's just the way it is, and it's not. Mm. We have to recognize that this is ego. It's not what we were created to be here on this earth for. We are created to be successful. We're created to be loving and kind and understanding and have passion, you know, passion for life and what we need and what we want. But it comes to, you know, caring what we feed our mind, body, spirit, and soul. But people are conditioned. I mean, people, even with their dietary habits, you know, oh, we always ate like this when I was growing up, and we were healthy, you know. But then they suffer from severe health problems, diabetes or heart disease and things like that. So they have to really pay attention. I personally am a vegan, so I know the difference, you know, with people my age, how they're struggling with their health, and a difference from with me as well. But I think it has a lot to do with my diet as well as my spirituality, I think. And that makes me all wholeness of good health.
And your energy, you know, when people are around you, they just feel comforted. They feel warm, so they pick up your positiveness. So it's emanating and it's influencing others, you know? And you mentioned something about, you know, people will say, well, this is how my mother is, or, you know, everyone around me, this kind of thing. That's something, too, that I know you support people around, and I guess can be something, an intention people may want to set on this special day, is positive, supportive people around you. Because if you feel you want to make a change, then you're going to want to have around you people that are going to help support you and have a more positive energy. You know, you're not going to want people who are going to keep dragging you back down, especially if you decide tonight you're going to make your list and you are going to take some steps. So, you know, I don't know, what do you think about that as far as they're ready and everyone around them is negative? You know, how do you think they could work through that so they could actually make these steps from this day forward?
You know, I'm glad you asked this question, because it's actually a very good question. And the thing is, we have family members and friends who may think negative against us. And I have family members and friends who also think that way. What I usually do is let them have their say, and then I go do what I need to do.
Mm.
We own power. You don't want to, you know, when ego comes to play to us, someone has an ego that comes to us who are, you know, just in a negative mood, and they come to us. They're like, I think of them as like picking up their weapons to do battle. We have a choice. If our ego comes out, we're picking up our weapons to do battle. So you got ego battling ego. So, of course, ego to win. But when ego picks up their weapons to what is divine, the divine does not pick up their weapons. Now, they're in full control. They're saying, I'm not going to fight. I'm going to walk away. I'm going to bless you, because you are suffering. Anyone who's so strong in negative energies is suffering. Because a truly happy person would not say mean things. Would not do that. So they're actually, it's a sign, you know, God or spirit is showing you that this person is suffering. And they present us with people who are suffering so we can bless them.
Mm.
And send healing energies. They don't send, God in the universe doesn't send us mean and nasty people to cause us harm. They send us so we can bless them, so we can show that gift of compassion for these people and bless them. But we have to walk away. You have to send a strong that this type of behavior is not acceptable in your life.
Mm-hmm.
So you stand your ground and you walk away from it.
Mm-hmm.
But you bless them. Always bless them. I strong believer that God or the universe sends us mean and nasty people so we can bless them. They need healing. They need blessing. So we get caught up in their ego,
yeah.
or we can be kind and compassionate. And again, that creates a karma and a law of attraction that we want. Because
mm-hmm.
when we show the kindness and compassion to these people who are suffering, we're creating a karma that we are so deserving of, you know, at war of things, to, you know, of blessings in our lives. So we just have to really pay attention to what we think, say, and do.
Mm-hmm.
Now to the universe, because it's going to come back to us.
Yes. Yes.
It's hard for people to take a good look at themselves. You know, it's hard to recognize when ego's coming, but I call on the angelic deities to help me recognize.
Okay.
when ego comes into play. I've been doing it for years now, so it really comes easy to me. But when I was first starting out, I had to really call for spiritual help to help me see this. You know, when you're driving, sometimes somebody cuts you off, or they're speeding, or
yeah.
on your bumper, and you're flipping out at them, you're getting angry
yeah.
at them, or road rage. And my thought is, maybe this person has a sick child at home.
Yeah, you never
know. You
don't
know why they're driving like this. So when I see them do that, you know, I work with the angels, so I say, Archangel Michael, please be with this person and keep them safe as they get to their destination safely, and nobody comes in harm with them. Instead of getting angry at them and yelling, which is ego, you turn around and you bless them. Keep them safe, you know, and let them and get out of their way. Let them go, you know, because you don't know what's going on in their life that's making them act like that. And so you want to make sure that you bless them. And again, you create a law of attraction.
A
and
positive,
a karma.
Absolutely. Because, and also, if you get dragged into that, whatever they may have going on, you know, and you get dragged into that, that you feel drained afterwards. And if your goal is, whatever your goals you set for yourself, you really want to be focused on that. And try not to get distracted and pulled away using your energy on things like that kind of thing, road rage or whatever it is. But it's hard, and you have worked on this for a long time. So you know
yeah.
what's coming up. But I know how it feels, because in the mornings I'll try to do my yoga and some meditation, and I'm all zen, you know, when I walk outside, and everything is going to be beautiful. But you can feel yourself in a heartbeat, you know, being pulled out of that, you know. So
yeah.
I guess we really have to practice that, I guess you're saying, so
yes.
that we can recognize it. And yes, okay, okay.
Yeah, absolutely. It takes practice. It takes awareness, being aware of it, of how you feel. Our feelings are very important that we pay attention to. If something makes us angry, we need to pay attention to that. What makes us angry so we can bring peace to it, you know? What makes us sad? What makes us happy? You know, so paying attention to our emotions and our feelings are very important.
It's very important.
Not investigate them or dwell on them. You know, say, oh, I'm sad. I am sad. We don't want to dwell on that. We're going to say, this makes me sad. So this is not good for me.
Right. Right.
So I need to change this.
Yeah, right. And, you know, being okay with that, because what might be good for one person, it's okay if it's not good for you. You know, it doesn't make you a bad person or make you wrong. You know, it
right.
just may not be the thing for you. So, like you're saying, when you're talking about loving yourself and accepting yourself, then you're okay with the things that resonate well for you and those that don't resonate well for you. It's just you respecting you. You know, so if it's
right.
Yeah, if you're noticing, like you're saying, something is bringing you down, which is why I guess they say you really do need some quiet time, but if something is, and you can feel what is bringing you down, then you have to really give yourself a space to, you know, think about it. You know, what is it? And even if for me, even if it doesn't come to me that minute, it's going to come to you. And then I guess you're saying then you can let it go. You can
Exactly.
You can acknowledge it, and then is that what you're saying?
Yes, exactly. You know, I like to think of, like, we hold on to negative energies. We hold on to being ill. We hold on to being angry.
Mm-hmm.
Hold grudge.
Mm-hmm.
And
yes,
I like to think of it, it's like holding a balloon. You know, we're holding tight onto that string. Remember when we were little, or when our children were little, we'd wrap that string around their hand several times so they don't lose their balloon. And they're holding
mm-hmm.
on tight, doesn't go in the air. So I like to think that's what people do. And what we need
mm-hmm.
to do is pull out those scissors and cut
mm-hmm.
that string, balloon go. You know,
let
it go. Because it doesn't serve us well. We really need to do that. You know, and another thing, we have to also try and understand that the opposite is always present.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Whatever negative or situation that's in our lives, the opposite is always present. The good is always there.
Always there. Yes.
Is there. And we need to say, you know, this doesn't serve me, so I have to let it go. And also, to backtrack it to what you were saying, is that not everyone thinks at the same level of consciousness that we do.
Mm-hmm.
So we have
mm-hmm.
to respect that people only do things at the level of consciousness of them.
Mm-hmm.
And so, and that's okay, because it deals with those who believe in reincarnation, which I do.
Mm-hmm.
Susan, if you reincarnated in this time, in this 100 lifetimes, and
mm-hmm.
you're dealing with someone who's only reincarnated maybe 25 times,
mm.
so that's like expecting a baby to get up and run.
Right. Okay.
Where you're running.
Okay. Right.
And this one is just the baby is not going
mm-hmm.
to do this. So once
mm-hmm.
we understand people perform and think at their level of consciousness, then we can accept
that's true.
Them often, you know, and
mm-hmm.
that's what we have to always try and realize. You can't call, you know, people stupid or they're idiotic or,
right.
no, this, who they are at their level of consciousness, this is where they need to be. They have
right.
not learned as many life had as many life experience or learned as many lessons as you have. So be patient
mm-hmm.
and loving. You know, treat them as a baby, as you would a baby, and nurture them the best way you can if they want to be nurtured. Not everyone wants to be nurtured, but
and that's a beautiful way to look at relationships that we have, work, personal relationships, our relationship with ourselves. You know, to just have that understanding, and then you can have compassion for people. Then you're not constantly judging why did they do this, which I mean everybody on their workplace is all that kind of drama goes on, and you know they'll make things out of nothing and they're all day on who said what and this and that, you know, when you really don't know, like you're saying, what people have going on with them and where they are right at that moment in time in their lives,
right.
their level of consciousness, what they're able to accept, not accept. So, and we just kind of have to leave it at that, you know?
Right, exactly. And don't let people's actions affect you, because then you're allowing them to control you. And we
mm.
don't want to do that. We want to just bless them and just walk away, let it roll off your back, you know? There's,
mm-hmm.
There's a scene from The Wizard of Oz that I love to quote. It's when the Wicked Witch of the West meets Glinda the Good Witch, and she just saw that the house fell down on her sister, you know, and the ruby slippers are
mm-hmm.
there, and Munchkins are really afraid of the Wicked Witch of the West. Like,
yeah.
fearless, you know? And Glinda the Good Witch is fearless. So she stands up to the Wicked Witch of the West, and she tells her, she says, "You have no power here. Be gone before someone drops
mm-hmm.
a house." So when we deal with negative people, we want to think, be fearless and say, "You have no power over me."
Yes.
Be gone. Your merry way.
Yes.
You know, you don't have this. And that's where we become fearless. You know, we do have a choice between fear and love. And in love, there is no fear. And in fear, there is no love. So we can either be fearless or loveless.
Which was really so important. Absolutely. And especially if people are going to make change. You know, they're focusing on what things they like to change in their lives. And you're probably going to have fears, you know, you're nervous. What's it going to be like? Am I going to be successful or whatever? So fear is a big one. And if that can be released, then the sky is really the limit, because that's what really keeps us from achieving so much.
Exactly right. And people fear change. You know, or they fear to make any of those things. And if it's implanted in your soul, in your intuition, in your mind, that you want to make a change and you want to do something, that means the universe is supporting you to do it.
Mm-hmm.
So you can't
really
get it wrong. If it's in you to move forward with something, you are being supported by God and the universe to do it. So be fearless. Go ahead and do it. Stand
do
your
it.
Ground. Just do it. Fear
Ego
weighs you down. It's going to stop you from moving forward. So we want to be fearless and know that you're being supported. We all are being supported with any changes that we make, as long as it's from a loving place. We want to make changes to get back at somebody. That's ego. That's not going to work.
Right, okay.
We want to make changes from a loving place that's right for us.
Change
for love for somebody else. If it's based on love, then it's never, ever, ever wrong. Anything from love. Even though you know, if you do something for someone based on love and the other person receives it as unloving.
Yes.
God in the universe recognizes that it came from love. And love is going to come back to you.
Okay. So long you're giving it in love.
You're giving in love, the universe responds to what you're giving, not to the reaction of the person who's receiving it. So.
And, you know, I wanted to share, you were talking about if you're doing something in love that, and, you know, the fear, you can be fearless because you're going to be supported. I've had so many stories of, I've done a lot of volunteer work in Africa and the Caribbean, and me and my friends would traipse up to these countries. And we would find ourselves in some crazy situations where, you know, we didn't speak the language, we didn't know people, but there would always be people that were there to help us all along the way. And this one time we went to Mali, a very poor country in West Africa. And they had the Ministry of Health and the UN and everybody, they had planned this trip for help us plan this trip. And the Ministry of Health was supposed to meet us at the airport when we landed in Mali. We landed in Mali at some weird hour. We were the only people in the airport, and there was no one there to meet us. And we didn't speak French. Yeah, for real. Nobody did. And we're all there, you know. I'm the leader, so everybody's looking at me and, like, throwing daggers my way, right? So I'm like, there was no one I could, you know, there was no one I could call some weird hour. We're going to have to wait to make phone calls. I didn't know what I was going to do, you know? And I just started walking around the airport. And this man came up to me. There was, like, no one in the airport but this man. He came up to me and he said, "Can I help you with something?" And he spoke English. And I said, "Oh, I don't think so." He said, "Why? You know, what's happening?" And I told him, I said, "You know, my group is here, and, you know, the Ministry of Health was supposed to meet us. You know, we have no way to contact anyone at this hour. We don't know anybody here. We're like stranded at the airport." He said, "Really?" He said, "You know what? The Ministry of Health, I'm connected to the Ministry of Health." He said, and he turned out to be a doctor.
Wow.
And he said, can you believe this? And he said, I'm only here because a friend of mine's flying out, and I had to drop him off to catch a plane. He said, that's the only reason why I'm in this airport. He said, I'm going to take you to my house, and I'm going to call whoever it is, Dr. Whoever, who's over all everything in the Ministry of Health, and I'm going to make sure that somebody comes and picks you up. And that's what he did. He and I trusted this man in the middle of nowhere to go to his house. And he had a beautiful home. He was doctor. He was big doctor, known all through the country. He got on the phone. He called the ministry at some hour, whoever he called. And next thing you know, they came, picked us up, and everything was beautiful. But he just appeared out of air for me.
It's amazing how the universe and God sends us angels just when we need them.
I mean, literally, he out of the air, this man. There was no one in the airport, just us sitting there. Like, what are we going to do, you know?
Yeah, we're blessed that way.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. So, you know, to your point, to really work to be fearless and go out there and you will, things, people and things, they are going to come and they're going to support you. And you have to believe that.
Yeah, the universe will support you. When you're fearless, the universe and God support you. You are being, it's there for you. And, you know, and part of my daily affirmations I say every day is the universe loves to send me helpful people. Only loving and kind people come to me.
Yes.
And I also say,
yes.
No one takes from me that I'm not willing to give.
Okay. Okay.
So I say this affirmation. Of course I say, I'm safe. My home is safe.
Mm-hmm.
My children are safe. Grandchildren are safe. You know, family, friends. You know, my car is safe. My job is safe. My safe.
Mm-hmm.
It puts you all around this. But make sure, you know, you say the affirmation that only loving, kind people come to me. And people love me. You know, you open the doors to receive that. And, of course, I love to help others as well. But we have to make sure that we receive help. And that's part of being balanced. You know, you can't always give. You also be open to receive. And we can simply block from receiving. Like, for instance, if we're carrying our groceries in the house and someone says, oh, Susan, let me help you with your groceries. And you say, oh, no, thank you, I got them. Well, you just sent a strong message to the universe that you're not receiving. And not only did you send that message out that you're not receiving, you also block someone from giving.
Right.
So it's kind of like a double whammy there. So even though we may not need help, accept it anyway. And, of course, there might be a time where you really, really don't need any help. But you can simply say, keep the door open. You can say something similar to this. Say, no, I don't really need help right now, but next week I could use some help. You know, tomorrow, are you available then to help me then? You know, and even if they say no, it's still okay because you sent the message to the universe that you're still open to receive. You didn't block it.
The help. That's true. That is true.
So paying really paying attention to our actions, what we think, say, and do, is creates our reaction in that way.
Mm. And when you think that, then you feel, then you're empowered now. So it's not you just hoping and not knowing, you know, what's going to, you know, I mean, you could feel like I do have some say in this whole thing. You know, what I'm giving out is what I am going to get back. And I'm sure most people have seen that. I'm sure they have seen that in their lives. So, you know.
Yes, but they don't make the connection that the negative energy is his ego, and they're drawing that in, you know. So I see people or hear people say, I hope karma bites you in the butt. Well, that's a negative thought that you just put out there.
Yeah, that does sound.
You know, you're saying something like that. Watch out for your karma.
Oh, my God.
That wasn't really a nice thing to say.
No.
I hear like on Facebook write these things, and I'm like, wow, they're creating a really bad karma for themselves, you know.
Wow.
They don't realize.
Yeah, I mean, no, and to, you know, to your point again, it's really you. So these folks that are say these things, it just shows you, you know, you really. You have to be cognizant of, you know, the people you have around you. And then those that are being negative, whatever the reasons are, to not let them draw you into their thing. Whatever they have going on has nothing to do with you.
Absolutely,
you know?
That's right. It's none of your business.
No.
It's none of your business what's going on
and
in their
don't
life.
Don't waste your energy on it.
Yeah, right. I always say,
you know,
it's none of your think about you.
No.
Yeah.
You're the master of that ship, you know.
Exactly.
You're the
exactly.
master of that ship. So, and that's it's
you're
yeah, because
kind of yourself.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, talking about negative or positive people around you, I guess it's hard when you have people who are telling you that you're this and you're not that. You know, they're. Shaping your identity for you. You really have to get from underneath that kind of thing, you know, so
yes,
that you can grow into yourself. But with the things that you're sharing, you know, practicing and recognizing when these things are happening, first being recognizing it, because for a lot of people, this is like a norm in their life, the negativity. So they're not even realizing how it's affecting them. You know, so first, you know, just kind of starting to be a little aware about that. And then you can put in place some of the things you're talking about to release yourself from that, you know?
Yeah, I know someone who is an extremely successful person. And she deals with the troubles of growing up. Her parents were very rough on, you know, and told her that she would not amount to anybody, you're no good. But even with all her success, she feels like she's never good enough.
Yeah.
You know, and so she struggles with this, and it puts her in a state of depression. And I talk to her and I tell her, you know, this isn't the way it goes, you know, and I try to explain to her that you are a magnificent, wonderful person. What you're... parents had said to you should not weigh you down. It has no bearing on who you really are. She's working on it and getting better at it, but it's still a struggle. Conditioned from the time we're really little children to when we're adults. Practice. Awareness of that, and it's troubling. And I think that's what happens to a lot of adults who commit crimes, you know, that people look at their actions as adults and say, you know, they deserve to go to jail or they for the rest of their lives. But how about when they were a child? What happened when they were children? Where's your compassion for them as a child?
And, you know, when you were talking about the lady who was very successful but still was sad, you know, and that's so sad because, you know, just going back to us and hopefully those that are going to use this special day to set some intentions in motion, you don't want to achieve the success and still be sad. You want to be totally happy. The point is to be happy. So whatever these intentions, these goals you have, you want to reach them, which I'm sure they're great. But, you know, you want to reach them in a nice, positive, whole way. So learning to release some of this heaviness definitely is very important because who wants to do all this work to achieve whatever it is you're working towards and still be miserable, you know?
Absolutely. Right. Because they're a blessing. It's who you are, and you should celebrate who you are and everything that you give and everything that your purpose.
Yes.
Celebrate. And not let anyone take it from you.
No.
Not
but
even
I
your
guess
parents.
The unconscious. No. I guess, you know, they're with that ego and everything. It's so ingrained that we don't even realize it. Wow, that's really heavy.
You know? It can. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, we have to let that go, Cindy.
Absolutely. Get those scissors out, cut those balloons.
Yes, just whatever you need to do. If you want to physically something like this, you know. However you feel that you can start to release some things, you know. If you want to create a little ceremony around whatever it is and whatever,
that
will help you.
You could even get a box or a container, and I like to call it a God box, but you can call it anything that you like, and write down all your problems on a piece of paper and then put them in the box. Now you just got rid of them, you surrender them to God. You know, if you call it a God box, you just surrender to God. Some people need to physically do something in order to surrender. Me, unfortunately, I hear God take it, and I let it go.
You're ready, yeah.
Yeah, but
for
whatever.
Some people, we just want to hold on to this stuff, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're afraid to let it go. You know, they're afraid what their lives would be without it. And
yeah,
they don't realize lives would be a whole lot better without it.
I like your idea about the God box, and I would say to people, just try it. You know,
yeah, mm-hmm.
just try it and see how you start to feel. When you start practicing how to let this stuff go that we can, have the best 2000, this year be the best year, your happiest year ever. So
I'm all for
that. Yeah, and like, you know, what you're sharing is really at the root of whatever change you do want to make. You know, it's got to come from inside, and you have to feel whole and healthy and all of that, you know. So whatever the change is, it's got to come from that space inside of you where you love yourself.
Yes.
And starting from there. So it doesn't really matter what you want to take on this spring, what milestones you set. You have to start. You have to come from this space. And the heaviness you need released so that you have all your energy for all this wonderful stuff that you want to bring into your life.
Absolutely. So. I love that. That's right.
Yeah, I mean, you can't have it that all crowded in with all that other ugly stuff.
Right, there's no room for it.
No. You know, I remember I used to have this mailbox. I used to let all the mail pile up in there. And a friend of mine, she said, she was like, Susie, you know, if you want checks to come in the mail, you have to clean out your mailbox. She said, so you have to clean that out. So after that, you know, you know. But, you know, Cindy,
advice,
we are almost out of time. Can you believe it?
I went by really quick.
Really? So, listen, guys, you can go to and get more info and have Cindy support you at cindyshealing.com.
Yes.
And she's also, I have Cindy is on my website, so you can learn about her and you can connect to her through the Save a Life website. And I encourage you to do so as you start to make those steps into your spring, because we both want to see you happy, healthy, and living a fulfilled life, being empowered. Okay? So celebrate the rest of this evening, the special evening. Get out your book. Start with your intentions. That's our homework to you guys tonight. And you take care, and we'll talk to you next time. Namaste.
Namaste.